Welcome to the Heroes Wanted podcast.
Hello, everyone. This is David here, aka Doreen, your favorite bullied boy on the Heroes Wanted podcast. We were able to secure a panel at Lakeland Community College's NyanCon this Saturday, October 5th at 5:30 p.m. There's $5 admission to see the entirety of the con, not just us. We hope to be able to see you there in room H183. This next week, we'll be coming up on our 10th episode for the Age of Ashes adventure path. We'd like you to listen to our intro for that episode and be able to see how we have put together a way to say thank you for listening to us as we begin this adventure into the world of podcasting. Without any further ado, we had a lot of fun recording this episode, and here is Boggart the Frog here.
Hello, everybody. How are we doing today?
Tired.
Don't all answer at once.
Yeah,
cool.
Thanks. Good. Good is my answer.
Is it, though?
It's my answer. Roll an insight check.
Lying is an answer.
That's a 13 on the die.
What is Kayla's insight? Since Kayla's apparently a 5th edition D&D character.
Yeah, you know, I'm just a generic 5th edition NPC, so I'm going to guess not very good.
Oh, man, that kind of hits straight to the heart.
Yeah, so I don't even think I qualify as level 1 adventurer.
Well, I saw a comic that speaks to me, and it was, you know, a guy serving someone at a fast food restaurant, and then he has like a moment of realization. He's like, oh, I'm an NPC. And I'm like, dang it, me too.
Yeah.
Well, so actually, I could be a barbarian, because whenever I play music, people get very angry.
I think you're supposed to get angry if you're a barbarian.
Bardbarian.
I know.
Yeah, oh, like a skull. Yeah, no, to put it in Pathfinder terms.
Yeah, gotcha. The bard causes rage in other people.
Correct. That's how the class works.
It's kind of cool. Definitely. It's actually a really cool mixed, like a dual class in Pathfinder 1.
Yeah, they're awesome.
Sorry, I'm not a bad guy here.
Real talk, anyone that gets a chance to play a skull, really, really cool class.
Actually, in Pathfinder 2, I think it's like a 14th, 12th, 16th level barbarian feat, Inspire Rage.
Yeah, that is true.
Give rage to one other person.
And the capstone at 20, you can do it without imposing the penalties on yourself for doing it.
Mm.
So it's something they took from the hybrid class and then put into the general barbarian tree.
Yeah.
But that's really cool that you looked ahead into barbarian and saw that. Are you like planning my levels for me? Or are you going to wait till after I choose my feats and then tell me what I should have taken?
No.
But luckily in Pathfinder 2, you can retrain those feats. So once you're told of better options, you can just change them.
One of the things I'm actually really looking forward to in Pathfinder 2 is being able to respec out some of those feats with limited use that don't scale well at all.
I don't have anything else to get us started today. So last time, you guys met Alec and fought some imps and successfully convinced him to join your party. At which point you went back to town to rest and figure out where the secret tunnel was and leveled up. So you now are all officially level 2.
Woo.
Doreen still hasn't put together that full plate, but yeah, it's on that to-do list.
Yep. That's weird. I thought you would have reminded it. I forgot completely about the full plate.
It's fine.
I honestly did as well until David mentioned it like after the session that he forgot about the full plate again.
You think Alec will wait while we go back to town and get it fitted?
Probably not.
No. Okay.
Alec waits for no man.
And so we pick up with the party leaving the Wizard's Grace, heading back to Citadel Alterine. However, I want to start a little earlier than that. If you all remember, Naz took the warg pups and the goblin dogs to the stable, and we see Naz, he's been given these thick leather gloves temporarily to handle the goblin dogs because getting too close to them is disastrous. They are disease-ridden, covered in fleas, but
no amount of prestidigitation has helped.
Not going to help at all. And so we see Naz handling these puppies with care, and you know, maybe combing them down, and we're taken back and we find ourselves floating over a vast desert and moving toward a large pyramid.
Okay.
And we go into the pyramid, and inside we see a group of children being overseen by an older gentleman. His skin is pulled taut against his face. He looks maybe even 80s or 90s. And he is overseeing these kids as they perform some sort of ritual. And one of these children is Naz. He is already bald, head cleanly shaven, although his intricate tattoos are not seen. We see him at this small altar, and a young dog is on the altar, and he stands there with a sacrificial dagger. The older gentleman comes over to him.
Yes, yes, Naz. It is time to make your sacrifice to the gods. They demand the blood so that we may live.
And Naz looks down at this dog. And as the older gentleman turns away, we actually see him begin to tremble, a tear forming on the edge of his eye. And we see the older man instructing one of the other children in the use of the dagger. And he glances over his shoulder and sees Naz hesitating. And he takes a step closer.
Naz, you are a servant of the gods. They demand this work to be done. Do not hesitate. It is your destiny.
And he turns back, and we see Naz try and resolve himself and shake his head, and he takes the dagger. And there is a splash of blood upon the altar. The older gentleman comes back after finishing with the other child and sees the blood upon the altar and says,
"Good work, Naz. You will become a fine cleric one day. Now dispose of the remains and return to your quarters. Training will resume in the morning."
And Naz wraps up a bundle he had placed upon the altar. And as he leaves, he unravels the bundle, revealing the still-living puppy. And a deep gash in his right palm, still bleeding. When he gets out of sight, the older man, he sets the dog free and returns to his quarters, hoping no one ever discovers the secret of what happened. And we return to Naz scratching behind the ear of one of the goblin dogs, licking the thick glove, trying to chew on the leather. And Naz meets up with his friends, and we head back to Citadel Alterine. Back at Citadel Alterine, you all find this rocky outcropping that Helba told you about. You search for a little while, manage to find the imprint of the pentagram, and you push it. And it gives way and reveals a small passage, a set of stairs leading deep into the ground. What do you do?
Who pushed it? Was it Gwenog or Alec?
Alec is kind of along for the ride. He wants to see where this goes.
I think Gwenog did it. Gwenog is pretty... I don't know if the word is fearless or stupid. But yeah.
Or trying to impress some boy.
Yeah, some boy. I don't know which boy that would be, but... Yeah, Gwenog certainly did it.
Mm-hmm. All right, and it gives way easily. The hinges on this door still seem to be well-maintained, so you don't even have to push that hard, and it reveals the passage down. Are we doing our normal eyes up, axe out?
Yep.
All right, we are adding in an eyes up, axe out, sword at the ready. Alec seems prepared for battle. The door swings open, and you head down this dark stairwell. The air is damp and musty, as if this hasn't been open for quite some time. What are you guys doing for light? Because it is pitch black down here.
Naz has torches.
Do we want to modify the eyes up, axe out to Doreen checking for traps, you holding the torch, me axing?
And the holding of a torch doesn't prevent any other actions. So like you can still be looking for traps and have a torch. That's okay.
I feel like
I just want to know who has the light source.
I will hold the torch as I'm the one least likely to be in melee combat.
Okay. So Naz produces a torch and holds it aloft as you guys head down this stairwell. You come to the bottom of the stairwell and you see another door that is blended in with the stone.
Hmm.
But because you'd been informed by Helba and you're coming in the back entrance, essentially, you can interact with it easily. And you come into a wide, empty hallway. This stone hallway is oppressive and dark. To the east, the hall ends at three separate open doorways, while six additional corridors branch off to the north and south. A mass of rubble spills out of a clogged archway in the northeastern portion of the room. You guys would be able to surmise that that is the collapsed stairwell from the courtyard. And as you come down into this area, you see by the northern entrance, like the northern doors, two brightly colored birds. And as soon as you come down through this door, they begin squawking wildly and move to attack. Everyone, roll initiative.
Oh man.
Is that with our perception?
That will be your perception since you were doing your eyes up, axe out.
It's a good thing I got plus one more to this when I leveled up that I recorded.
Burb fight.
Yeah. Very colorful in the darkness.
You have a torch.
Are they also black? All the colors? Sorry.
I want to cast magic missile.
Chucks a spear.
What I didn't do, which would have been a good idea,
it's was open
record
to that page.
Alex stats.
Oh.
Were you just not planning on us recruiting Alec?
You know what you should do? You just should just take Doreen's stats, add four to all of them, and that's probably Alec.
Thank you.
I actually did plan on you guys recruiting Alec. I figured that's something you guys would want to do. And then I just didn't do what I was supposed to do.
But what he didn't plan on was Quenog falling in love.
Doreen, what do you got for initiative?
That's a 17.
Naz?
That would be a 16.
Quenog?
27.
Wow.
Or, I'm sorry, 24. I apologize. Wait,
that makes a little bit more sense.
482.
I just wanted to see if you were awake over there.
Actually, looking, she could get 27.
Yeah, I rolled a 17 on the die with a plus 7 perception.
Alec rolled an 8, so he will be going pretty late in the initiative. All right, Gwenog, you are up first, so roughly 30 feet away from you are two birds. They seem to be flanking the first entrance to the north.
If only I had one stone. I will...
I got that okay. reference.
I got it's not that a reference. Reference.
It's a.
It was.
It's a.
It's a reference.
It's not a ref. What do you call that?
It's an idiom. It's an idiom. A colloquialism.
Yeah.
You know.
I got that colloquialism.
It was clever, though. I will grant you that.
So, I will firstly rage, and as my weapon is ready, am I within one movement of?
What is your movement speed? I'm 30 feet away from the closest one.
Oh, yeah. I got this.
Okay.
I have to sudden charge.
Wait, no. If 30 feet, you only have to move 25 to be within 5 feet of them.
No.
Is there 30 feet of space between them?
30 feet of... Why would I say anything different?
That is how... okay.
You almost...
That's what we did last session.
They're 30 feet away.
You almost had us there, though. I will sudden charge.
So 30 feet from you...
There are 30 spaces between you and the enemy.
Whoa, that's a lot.
Well, that's even more. That's 150 feet.
I hate you all. I'm going to bed.
I'm sudden charging. Your choice.
Sudden charge would be, if your movement speed 25, you would need to sudden charge.
I have declared that action.
Okay.
She's saying it's your choice which bird.
No, you should go for the one in the back because you're behind us. So if you sudden charge at the one in the back, we're close enough to just run up to the one in front.
That's a really good idea. I'm going to hit him in the back.
All right. How'd you do?
19 to hit.
That will hit.
Oh, I shot him. 13 damage.
Only 13 damage. There was a big old, like, what do you call it? You're just punching through the air in frustration at that.
Listen, right. 13 damage is not that good for Gwenog, the barbarian.
Yeah.
Slashing to this colored bird, leaving a trail of blood spattering across the floor, but it is still up. Doreen.
I probably could have one-shot this thing.
All right, I'm going to
roll better.
All right, raise my shield, move up. Oh, shit, I didn't have my sword out.
No, you did not.
Smack a bird in the face with a shield.
All right.
Don't make me smack a bird.
13 to hit.
That will miss.
See, it wouldn't have mattered anyway.
This nimble little bird dodges around your shield. It is now the bird's turn. And so...
You better be careful. I heard it was the bird.
Yeah. It's going to lash out with its tail at both Doreen and Gwenog.
What? Oh, does this thing take a multi-class into bat, or what's the deal?
How big are these birds?
They are medium-sized, so they are about 3 feet tall.
Yeah, they have buffet as a class feature.
And they're lashing out with their tail, actually.
Yeah, well, they're wasting away in Margaritaville.
And say buffet.
So Doreen, a 14 will miss
delicious.
You.
Yep.
Gwenog, a 15 will miss you, I'm pretty sure.
Correct.
And then it will just do an additional tail lash at Doreen. And miss.
Cool.
The other bird will begin dancing around and flapping its wings wildly and almost, some might say, mesmerizingly.
So would you say it's hypnotically? A flappy bird?
Hypnotically would also work.
Out of here.
No, I really like that one.
We could sell this dungeon for a lot.
Both Gwenog.
A dungeon with Flappy Bird still in it. Whoa.
That's like 1,000 gold right there.
Yeah.
Oh,
value of this dungeon just went up. Let's find that deed.
Both Gwenog and Doreen will need to make a will save.
21.
9.
All right, so Doreen, you have a basic success. You are dazzled for one round. Gwenog, that is a critical failure. Fused.
No!
For 4 rounds.
Could you explain confused for our listeners at home?
I will look it up.
I could, but David looking it up.
Does she have advantage on that roll because she was looking mostly at Alec and not that bird to see if he was watching?
No, unfortunately.
Dang.
I feel like this is my penance for getting extremely punny during this fight. Like, something about the birds just set it off in me. I'm just like, burb, must make bad joke. Rinse and repeat.
Okay, so dazzled means that if vision is your only precise sense, which it is for humans, all creatures and objects are concealed from you, so flat check DC 5 to attack. What was the other one?
Confused.
Oh, jeez, this is going to be awful. You don't have your wits about you, and you attack wildly. You are flat-footed. You don't treat anyone as your ally, though they might still treat you as theirs. You cannot delay, ready, or use reactions. You use all of your actions to strike or cast offensive cantrips, though the GM can have you use your other actions to facilitate attacks, such as drawing weapons, move so that a target isn't within reach, and so forth. Your targets are determined randomly by the GM. If you have no other viable targets, you target yourself, automatically hitting, but not scoring a critical hit. If it's impossible for you to attack or cast spells, you babble incoherently, wasting all of your actions. Each time you take damage from an attack or spell, you can attempt a DC 11 flat check to recover from your confusion and end that condition.
And so that's going to be 4 rounds. And
well, didn't it say I get a flat check to...
when you take damage.
Oh, when I take damage.
And so the bird will then fly away and flank Doreen. Doreen does not have an attack of opportunity, so it can just do that fine. And Naz, now it's your turn. So you see Gwenog really far away, just looks really confused by this dance the bird put on.
All right, so Naz will move up close enough to... to strike with the whip at this point.
All right, so you will draw your whip.
Yes.
And you will stride up, and you will attack.
Correct.
Do you want to attack the one Gwenog hurt, or do you want to attack the one that Doreen is fighting?
The one that Gwenog hurt.
You can also attack Gwenog.
You could.
And give me a check to be unconfused.
That's a good point.
Yeah, but do you know that Gwenog is confused?
Not yet.
Do I?
She hasn't done anything to show that yet.
Roll nature. Recall knowledge those birds.
I'm good with animals.
Hey, let me just look at my character sheet. Recall knowledge. Parenthesis, those birds.
Specifically.
You have nature.
It's written right here, Kenny. One second.
You have nature, right? Yes. Yes, he does have nature.
No.
Are you kidding me?
That's a no from
him. You've been rolling nature checks the whole game.
Have I? What?
Yes. What?
I don't know. What? Maybe this is just a misprint on the paper. Hang on one second.
You took
oh,
a
there it
feat
is. Nature.
For nature.
Yeah, it's right there.
To train animals.
Done. Nature. It's marked. Now. I'll check my notes. I attack that bird. That is not a hit. That is a... 6 to hit.
That's a natural 1 then.
Right? That's a 6 to hit.
That's a okay. Double critical
that
failure.
That will miss.
Pretty obviously that will miss.
That's rough.
All right, it is Alec's turn.
Quinnock's going to break my other shield. I mean my only shield now.
No, we bought that second shield.
I still have the wooden one.
Alec will charge.
It was 2 gold.
Save us, Alec.
And he will stride up to one of the birds. He will have to do 2 stride actions to get there because he is a little bit slower than you guys. And then he will make a attack against the bird with his greatsword. And he will hit it and score a critical hit.
Hit it and crit it.
Please tell us how much damage he does.
Alec is the best.
It's still just going to be, you know. He does 26 points of damage.
Oh my god.
And basically all that's left is a little bit of like poof of feathers.
A little plumage in the air.
A little plumage. And that bird is gone.
On a crit, Gwenog can do 40. Actually, if you somehow crit on a later attack, you can do like another extra, I don't know, like 2 damage or something.
I'm not
forceful.
Really...
Sorry.
I'm not really... I'm not trying to show up, Alec. I'm trying to be Alec's number one. Like...
Well, please don't crit me and do 40 damage.
Well, that would be so funny. Where we stand right now, Gwenog is confused, but she is away from the rest of the group by just a little bit.
Is there a bird in between us?
There is not, because the bird flew away. So,
oh, no, and Alec killed the other one.
Yeah. So, Gwenog, you're the only one near yourself.
Asmodeus, damn it.
And you're confused. So, could you roll an attack against yourself?
Hey... Important question.
No. She has to move towards people.
That does take precedence.
It takes precedence over attacking herself.
Oh, did it say that?
Yeah.
Yes. And I have abilities that facilitate that, such as sudden charge. So if you could go ahead and roll a die for all the bodies in this particular assortment.
Yep.
Okay. So what do we have? 4 potential targets?
Yep.
Yes.
Doreen, why don't you roll me... A D4.
There's right. 5 targets if you count the torch that
Naz
is holding.
Will you declare who is which number? So
Doreen is 1. Naz is 2.
Excuse me, I'm number 1.
Alec is 3. And the bird is 4.
1.
I am not
all right,
number
Doreen
1.
Is 1.
Awesome. Here's to you, Mr. Robinson.
So you don't even need a sudden charge. You can just walk right up to him with 1 stride action and attack him twice.
Okay, so important
Thanks.
Question.
Or is each attack random?
No.
Actually, if... If she gets within reach of me, is she also within reach of a couple of other people?
Yes.
So then we should roll for the second attack as well.
We'll do that.
Okay, cool.
Do I fall out of rage or am I still raging?
You're still raging. There are still enemies around that
no.
are visible to you. What did you do to Doreen?
Oh my god, I'm so sorry.
Naz is
you
ready
just crit
to heal.
Doreen?
I'm so sorry. 27 to hit.
Doreen, is that a hit?
It is not a crit.
It's not a crit?
Yeah.
Oh,
so at least you...
That is a relief. 14 damage.
Oh, that's like a low roll. You're fine.
It is kind of a low roll. It's in the bottom half of my damage spectrum.
All right. So from this position, Gwenog will be able to hit Doreen, the bird,
or Alec.
Doreen's 1-2. Alec is 3-4. Bird is 5-6. So you want a 5 or a 6?
2.
Oh, hey, Doreen. Gwenog attacks you again. -5, though.
8 to hit.
That's miss.
Oh,
perfect.
8? Wow.
Oh, and it says on a critical miss on attack, I get to punch you for 1 damage.
It's right there in the book.
Yep.
We see a brief flashback of them as children in Breach Hill when Doreen pushes her down on the playground and runs away. And that's all she thinks about.
She's consumed in her rage right now.
My shield, which breaks at 10 HP, is at 11.
Hey, very nice. Woo! All right. So that's one round of confusion for Gwenog. Now you guys know something is wrong. Because she just tried to kill Doreen. Doreen, you are dazzled, and it is your turn.
I mean, to be fair, Doreen is sort of standing in between me and Alec, so, like...
I mean, that makes sense.
If I kill Alec's rival, then Alec has to be my husband. This is how ancient times work.
I'm going to punch Quenog.
The customs of this area are very strange.
And miss. So Doreen that was my flat check, and I got a 5. Because I'm dazzled and can hardly see.
I'll say that's legit.
I got a natural 1, though, for that attack.
So you really missed.
Uh-huh.
You're lucky we don't have that crit fumble deck yet. October 16th.
It's going to be about buying it. Going to be nice. We really should.
I'm going to try again. That's a 19 to check to see if I can do it. And 13 to hit.
Insufficient.
Yeah.
All right, so
I'm going to back up.
Doreen takes 2 swings at Gwenok and misses.
I'm just going to walk away. Just walk away.
You walk away. Alec will take his attack of opportunity. He's been waiting this whole time.
Stab you in the back.
This is his moment.
No, that does not happen.
Nah, Alec's above that. He would kill you fair and square in a duel.
At the end of this turn, your dazzle goes away.
Nice.
The bird, however...
is going to do it again.
It is. Yeah, it's going to perform
it's the other one.
Mesmerizing dance. Good news is, Gwenog does not have to make a check. So could I have the rest of you, including Alec and Naz, make a will save?
Are you sure you don't want to see if Gwenog like critically fails again and just like re-ups it by one round?
I do not.
Okay. Wait, does that include me?
It includes you. It's everyone.
Yeah.
Naz gets everyone's close by now.
17.
Okay.
Naz gets a 25.
All right.
Oh, Naz, good lie, Naz.
You succeed. Yeah. So you have dazzled for 1 round. Doreen, you failed. So you are dazzled for 4 rounds. And Alec got a critical success. So he's fine.
He's the best.
Then it will lash out at Alec with its tail. You can see these long, slender tails have reach. So it can actually get to Alec. And it will. And it will miss. And we will move on to Naz. Something's wrong with Gwenog.
So something is wrong with Gwenog. And should I also... How are you doing on HP over there, Doreen?
I've got 25.
Okay.
I'm fine.
In that case, Naz
My shield's almost broken.
Will pull out his blowgun. Load a dart in there. Take a look at Gwenog and be like, something's not right here.
So this is the flat check to see if you can even hit her.
Okay. Success on the flat check.
And then roll to hit.
An 8.
That won't do. Gwenog's gonna kill you guys.
So it's an action to take it out. It's an action to shoot. Can I shoot again? I'm not sure how loading works.
You can shoot again. Blow dart does not have a loading property, so it can just be fired repeatedly.
All right. So I then
I'm relatively sure.
Load another.
Yeah, you blow really fast.
Yeah, I'm good at it.
If it was a crossbow, it would be. Yeah.
17.
Did you subtract 5 from that for your second attack?
Is this the
that's flat check. Check successful.
Good cover though.
I'm again not super familiar, so. Alright, so this is at a -5?
Yeah.
13.
Insufficient.
Alright.
So fire some blow darts at Gwenog.
Is it almost Alec's turn? Can he kill this other bird for us?
I forgot. Oh, she is flat footed. But we haven't rolled high enough. By any
stretch. Not even close.
Yeah. Alec.
Kill it.
Will.
If he kills it, he's the only target for your attack.
He will step up to the bird and said, I'll deal with this bird and then we can put down your friend.
Oh.
Shit.
Oh, daddy's angry.
He will hit the bird, but it's not a crit this time. And he will deal 9 damage to the bird. He will attack it again. And he will hit the bird, but because it's his second attack, it's not a crit. He will deal 14 damage to the bird. But the bird is still flapping.
Unreal.
Hey, Gwenog, you have two targets. You can attack Alec or the bird.
All right, I'm going to roll a d20. Even numbers are Alec. Odd numbers are the bird.
Okay.
I'm attacking the bird.
Are you?
Nice.
I said odd numbers are the bird. Would you like to look?
All right, she rolled
even
it in
numbers
the corner
I attack
of her
the
box.
Bird. Odd numbers, I don't attack Alec.
So roll that to hit.
See, that's how you do it.
14 to hit.
That will miss.
All right.
Now I have to
check
determine
again.
Oh, this one's at Alec.
Oh, no.
Oh,
no.
It's
minus 5, though.
Crit him.
Oh, shit.
What'd you get? 21 to hit.
That is enough.
Ooh.
You have struck Alec.
I mean, I did say I plate? Wanted to hit that.
Yeah.
Is he wearing plate?
He is.
He's only third level.
Try not to act so happy about it. 15 damage.
All right, you.
Hey, that's forceful. That's 16
Alec
damage.
15.
It's 16 damage.
So you cut through a piece of his plate mail, and there's a huge gash of blood, and he's like holding it and says, "Get her back." And only two more rounds of that.
I have bad news. I have one more attack.
You do have one more attack.
And it's at Alec.
All right, minus 10 though. It'll be a difficult one.
I think she needs a 20.
14 to hit.
That will miss.
Oh, thank goodness. I rolled a 16 on the die, so, like, I was worried.
Doreen, you are up. Gwenog is decimating your group.
I feel like I'm the worst possible candidate for this, like, confusion.
And will saves are probably your worst save,
yeah.
So.
Untrue. My worst save is reflex.
Oh, wow. Interesting.
Because as a barbarian, I have expert level proficiency in will saves.
Oh, nice. All right, Doreen. What's the plan here? Do you get close enough to Gwenog to try and stop her?
Hey, can I actually have used my liberating stride on Alec?
Do you consider him an ally?
Yes. He can take 4 less damage from that.
Right, he will take 4 less damage.
Yeah.
He will not remove himself from combat, though.
Gotcha.
He don't back down.
I'm going to drop my shield.
He's so cool.
I'm going to drop my shield, pull out my sling.
Okay.
And try to whap Gwenog with a rock, with a pebble.
God, it's like the playground again.
This was your flat check.
And I fail.
All right, so you do, but it just goes wild. Like, you're still dazzled by the colored feathers of this bird.
Dazzled. Jazz hands.
Does the confusion and dazzle go away if we kill the bird?
You have no idea.
No idea.
Maybe if somebody understood these things, Mr. Nature.
I understand nature.
That's my turn.
No, unless you stowed your shield, you would still have one more action.
Oh, you're right.
If you let your shield fall to the ground, that's a free action.
I see.
And drawing your sling is one action, attacking is another. So you still have one more action. You could flee in terror from Gwenog's deadly axe.
What's your AC?
17 currently.
I need to roll a 19 or a 20 to hit.
Hey, it can happen.
It can happen.
Believe
100% chance.
I got a 17, which is not enough.
Do you have a plus
that
one
will
for
miss.
Any reason?
No.
Do you want to pretend that you do?
The bird will go. And it is going to peck at Alec.
Oh. It critically hit him.
It is not a critical, but it is a hit.
Can I feel like you're just like a child breaking his toys at this point?
Alec will take 5 points of damage.
Wow.
Now you have used your turn, so you could liberating.
Oh, yeah.
You could reaction him again, whatever, liberating, whatever. That ability.
Does Gwenog go after the bird, but before him?
Gwenog will go before the bird.
The bird just went.
Right.
Oh, never mind.
I don't understand your question.
I was just trying to get the feel. I will liberating stride just to reduce the damage.
Okay.
And if he wants to move, he can move.
He will not move.
So he takes 1 damage instead.
Takes 1 damage instead.
What's wrong with you two?
I don't know. They're probably sending messages to each other instead of focusing on the game.
Sorry, it was a joke turn. We couldn't make on air. We're an all ages podcast.
All right, it will then
no thanks
out
to
with
you,
David. At It will lash out with its tail at Alec.
Of course, at Alec.
That is going to attack both hit. Of them. He is the bird is not, because it actually knows that Gwenog is confused and is going to use it to its advantage by hitting Alec for another 5 points of damage. He is still up, though.
He should have moved.
And then the bird will attempt to fly away, triggering Alec's attack of opportunity.
Uh-oh.
So Alec might be able to put it down.
Please, Alec.
But he won't. He rolled a 17 to hit, and it will not do.
I feel like you want Alec to die so you don't have to run him anymore, so you're just lying at this point.
It would be convenient. But the bird flies away and comes over to Naz.
Yeah, that's me.
It is. Now it is Gwenog's turn, and you have but one target available to you.
And which target would that be?
It's your boyfriend.
Oh my god. Hey, Naz, can you just yeet that bird back over here real quick?
I'm gonna try, yeah.
Yeah, just yeet that sucker.
Throw
like,
that bird.
You should just harm Gwenog, because it's a fort save and it does half damage on a fail.
Oh.
Or on a success.
That's not a bad plan.
I could.
What'd you get?
That's a natural one.
All right. How about your next deck? No, she's not dazzled because okay. She was confused.
Ooh.
10 to hit.
That'll miss.
Yes!
One more.
Natural 20.
Why are you like this? 8. Why do you want me to kill my boyfriend?
What is that total?
It's 8 total.
All right. You take a couple swings at Alec, but miss.
Yes!
You have one more round of confusion.
Whew. This is super stressful. I thought I was legit going to like kill Alec, and I was going to be real mad.
Doreen? All right, Naz, it's your turn. You have a bird in your face.
All right, so Naz is going to drop his blowgun, survey the area. His hands glow green and black, and he prepares Chill Touch on this bird. With a...
You're not going to harm Gwenog?
No.
Okay.
No. That's going to be a 16 to hit that bird.
That will miss.
Oh, that's terrible.
Got one more action.
I'm going to go ahead and recall information on this thing, because that's about all I got to do.
What's your nature bonus that you totally have?
Wait. You already did that. You can't do it again.
I didn't do it.
No, he didn't do it. We just talked about it.
Did this thing have an attack of opportunity ability?
It did not seem to. Is Nas going to run?
I mean, getting over by Alec is not a bad plan, but that's also near Gwenog, who is...
Which would be a bad plan.
Who is a whirlwind of insanity.
As Kenny alluded to earlier, a certain whirling dervish of death.
I will go ahead and head over towards the rest of the group.
All right, so you want to be by Doreen?
Yeah.
Okay.
What's this way I could heal everybody next
time? It is Alec's turn. He will move away from Gwenog, and then he will take a swing at the bird. And he will hit the bird, and it will go down.
Thank you, Alec.
At which point, he drops his greatsword, he pulls out a javelin, and he flings it at Gwenog.
how many actions is that? Though?
That's his third action at a minus 5.
Move, attack, draw javelin, throw javelin.
Yeah, that's 4.
4 there.
Yeah, that's 4.
Oh, he did move. He can't throw the javelin.
Can't cheat a cheetah, Kenny.
Can't cheat a javelin.
Drawn.
Oof.
Yeah.
So it's all up to Doreen.
Yeah. Well, first off, it's up to Gwenog.
And Doreen hit her with a rock.
Is it Gwenog's turn?
Yeah.
Oh. Am I the closest one again?
She's within one move of everybody, so we'll just roll again to see who she decides
to. Hey, Naz,
does she know that bird is dead? Like, it's still vibrant.
It doesn't seem to matter.
Naz, go ahead and roll us a D.
No, I mean, does she know D6. That bird's dead? Maybe she go smash that bird again.
No.
Okay.
D6.
So, D6 over here. D6, yeah, because there's 3 targets. Doreen.
1-2 again.
1-2. Naz is 3-4. Alec is 5-6.
That's a 4. That's your buddy Naz right there.
All right, so you stride over to Naz.
Not great.
Naz looks over. Is this about the blowgun darts?
Uh-oh.
19 to hit.
That will hit.
Oh no.
I'm gonna kill you, bird. 13 damage.
Wow. So when I was prepping this encounter, I didn't imagine it would be this brutal.
Yeah, well.
So am I within melee distance of anyone else?
Yeah, you're now with me.
Yeah, so it's between Naz went over by Doreen.
All right, Naz, D4.
1-2 is Doreen.
Yep.
That's me again.
All right.
Lay it on him.
15 to hit.
Nope.
Ooh. All right. Ooh. Second attack is a miss.
Oh, I should have. Take 4 less damage, you.
Yeah.
At the end of this round, you come out of.
No, she still has one more.
Shut up, David.
This was round number 4. I've been counting.
David, I'll come over there.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
I've been counting.
Yeah, because I missed Alec the third time. Yeah.
So you now you wake up naturally.
This guy.
Still surrounded by blood and guts of your friends.
Oh, my God, guys. What happened?
There's 2 dead birds.
Did I must have killed the birds.
And combat is over.
Wow, those birds really did a number on you guys.
There is zero bird blood on your axe.
That's not true. Gwenog struck the bird before anybody else.
Yeah.
Alec is like holding a big sword gash and says, I will hurt you if you do that again.
Do what again?
If you endanger myself or any of the other members of our party, I will put you down like a dog.
Don't put the dogs down. They're really nice. Also, it kind of looks like I was winning this fight.
And he stalks off and like stands by the stairwell.
Naz is going to go ahead and drop that burst heal to hit everybody.
Oh, I don't need healing, thanks.
Gwenog's feeling great.
Oh, no, it's fine. I did great in this fight. It's going to be 7 for me, Doreen, and Alec.
All right.
Man, I really messed you guys up.
Alec's kind of holding the wound. And he's still showing a little bit of blood. He's like... Could I get another one of those?
I'll help.
Yeah, I'll take a hit on that.
No. You don't.
I was unless you marking off the font of power that I used, because I don't cheat in this game.
Yeah, that's just me.
Yeah.
All right.
Wink.
I will lay on hands, Alec.
All right, that's 6 hit points?
Yep.
All right, he still seems like he's a little hurt, but he kind of just gives a gruff.
Hey, can you tell me how close I was to knocking Alec below 0?
No.
He won't tell you.
I don't want you to know how strong he is.
Not strong enough to take a neck splitter to the chest.
I believe he did, in fact, take a neck splitter to the chest.
That. Good thing he didn't take it to the neck. That's where it really shines.
Yeah, it's not a chest splitter.
All right, so you have a couple paths ahead of you. You would know, just from where they were stationed, it appeared those birds were kind of guarding the northern corridor. In this instance, north is toward David because I needed space. However, there is a path straight forward and there is a path to the south.
Should we check out what the birds were guarding?
Yeah, yes. For sure.
Okay.
Also, Kenny, are these like trained birds? Did these birds get like trapped down here somehow?
Or are they just
would
jerks?
Would you like to make a nature check?
I think I would.
All right, what's
because I'm
bonus?
Trained in that.
You don't roll that.
It's your bonus in your app because you
checking,
don't keep it on
the
character sheet.
Plus 7.
All right.
Plus 8 because I didn't update this app yet.
You don't actually recognize these creatures. They appear exotic in nature, and you have no idea where they came from or how they got here.
I gotcha.
So you only roll well when it's against us. You can't roll well for us?
When it's Alec.
Yeah, against us.
Yeah, Alec is going to kill us
He's
now
gonna
later.
He's going to betray us at some point.
Okay, well, I betrayed him first. Let's be fair.
You have 3 hallways that branch off to the north. You could do the one closest to you. That's where the birds seem to be guarding. You could do one of the further ones down.
Let's do the bird-guarded hall.
Unless it's, just a nesting place for them.
We'll find out.
All right, so you head north through the bird hallway, and the hallway leads to a small door. We are going to do eyes up, axe out, sword at the ready, I'm guessing.
Yeah, I feel like Alec has to bring up the rear now because he no longer trusts me. He's just like, yeah, you guys go on ahead. I'll be back here. I would have never thought those 2 birds would be such a challenge.
It wasn't 2 birds. It was 2 birds and Gwenog.
Yeah, that was the difficulty of the encounter. Yeah. Gwenog going insane and murdering everybody.
Hey, so this is kind of funny thematically if you think about it. Because all of this time, like, everyone's been making fun of Gwenog because she'd be a lousy adventurer.
Yeah.
And she's just out here just dominating everything.
Just wrecking everything.
Like, why wouldn't they just let Gwenok have a contract? Like,
yeah. Wrecking spiders, then, wrecking Doreens, you know?
I mean, like, wrecking Alex.
Everything's.
Yeah, like, that's really short-sighted on the council's part. Like,
okay, so you open this door, and it reveals a room, a broken bed frame, splintered drawers, and a smashed desk mark this chamber as a long-abandoned bedroom. Greasy tents and moldy piles of cloth reveal that someone has recently been squatting here, and that someone is apparent. There are two frog-like humanoids that kind of pop their head up as soon as you enter, and they speak in their language to each other. Does anyone speak Boggard, perchance? Did anyone pick
That's
Boggard?
That's not even an option, Kenny. Not even an option.
Okay, I'm going to take that as a no. And as soon as they see you all, they prepare for battle. So,
cool.
Add two dice over to the back there for our people. What? Where's the dice bag?
Is there a child there as well?
A child?
You said they were a parent?
And we will roll some initiative because they appear to want to kill you.
What are they wielding?
I'm going to queue up some fighting music this time.
Close the door and just wait.
Because I didn't queue up fighting music last time because I thought that would be a short battle. If I would have known it was going to be life and death for like 75% of us, I would have...
Next time someone tries to dominate you... dominate person / monster.
Oh, listen, don't you come over here with your judgments, man.
Yeah. You're using a hero point next time.
Like that's just your opinion, man.
You should give her a hero
don't
point.
Don't mind affecting effect
us.
Shame her.
Okay, Doreen, what did you get?
Five. Or sorry, Doreen. Eight.
My bad. Naz, what do you got?
21.
Very nice. Gwenog?
Also 21.
Okay. Alec goes first. He has his greatsword at the ready. Just kind of glances at you guys. I'll wait. You guys go in first. And he will delay. Naz and Gwenog, you both are on the same initiative order, so you can decide who goes first.
I'll allow Gwenog to go first.
Oh, well, that's so kind of you, Naz. Gwenog will rage, stride, and strike the number 6 frogman.
Okay. We will call him Roic.
Roic. Roic frogman.
Oh no, they have names.
That's not good. I feel like I shouldn't be killing them, but I've already declared
this.
We have
no way of speaking to them. Why did they name these NPCs?
To make us feel bad about killing them.
Yeah.
Squatters. 19 to hit.
Okay, you
delete him.
Definitely hit him.
Oof.
20.
All right, you hit him for 20 points of damage. He's still up.
That is max damage, too.
What? Dang.
Well, that is my 3 set of attacks. So.
Yes.
Naz will stride up, take the whip, go ahead and strike for 21 to hit.
That will hit.
It's going to be 3 damage.
All right, you hit him for 3.
And can I recall some knowledge about these things?
You have to draw your whip.
That would have been 3 actions.
Oh, my
bad. Draw, stride, whip.
Sorry, I was pulling a Alec there and taking 4 actions.
Can't cheat a cheater.
Okay. It appears to be their turn. So the first one, we will call him Crick. He is going to release a terrifying croak. You see the bulbous underbelly of his throat just expand and contract and go... And I will need everyone to make a will saving throw. What do we get?
26.
24.
22.
Okay, so everyone succeeded, which means you will all be only frightened 1.
What was the DC, Kenny?
I'm not going to tell you.
Fine.
David, would you be so kind to tell our listeners at home the condition frightened 1?
It's pretty simple. You have a -1 penalty to all checks. And maybe your DCs. I should actually look it up. Dang it. The condition goes down by one automatically at the end of your turn.
Can you tell our listeners what that means? Nah, but I'll make something up.
Wonderful.
I feel like David is our resident rules expert.
Yeah.
Anytime we need something explained to the listeners, aka me.
It does impact your DCs.
I am just too lazy to look it up myself, so I give it over to David.
Yep.
I just like David being the rules personality.
Crick will also draw a club, and he will smack at Gwenog.
Yeah, bring it, chump.
Is AC a DC?
Is AC a DC? I believe they're also back in black.
They're bards, actually.
I believe it is. It is considered one of your DCs.
Yeah, so you've got AC 17.
It will have a 27 to hit.
Oh, my God. That is a critical.
It's a good thing you reminded her that she has one less AC. Good job, mole.
So it has this little club.
I'm going to
swing. Oh, hey, what number critical are we at on the Gwenog critical counter?
Oh, at
the GCC.
Nine.
Is that 9? Because I'm waiting for 10. I think I have to buy you a pizza at 10.
That will be 14 points of damage.
It's like reward.
How about
points.
Only take 10? Because I'll.
How about only take 10?
Do you want to stride away?
Are you
Stop. You're such step a away? Good palette liberator.
Do you want to step away?
Hell nah.
Another right. one would have to move to get you.
The other one, seeing that you all are frightened a little bit already, is going to draw its club, and then it's going to swing at Gwenon. So Roic is getting some revenge.
What happened? Listen, I play the character,
25
not 25
to hit.
It hits, but not critically.
And you will take 9 points of damage.
Why'd I pick this subclass?
Listen, I have to play my character, David.
It will attack a second time.
In there instead, David.
And it will miss on the second attack. At this point, Alec will take out his delayed action, going before Doreen.
Not a delayed action, even.
Delayed turn.
Delayed turn, yeah.
And he will stride up to the damaged one, and he will take an attack. And he will hit for 5 points of damage, which is not enough
Whoa.
To put this creature down.
Oh my goodness.
He only has a +4?
He will attack again. And miss on the second attack. Doreen, it's now your turn.
Well, he got in my way.
He's a jerk.
Yeah, that's
wow,
right.
He fills up that entire room. Look at that.
I didn't want to use the same die as
I just looked
them.
Up and they put like a giant size D12 in there for Alec, filling up like 5 squares. For those of you interested, I will take a picture and upload Whatever. It to our Facebook page.
I'm going to stride. I'm going to pull out my... Oh, no, I'm not going to pull out my longsword. I'm going to raise my shield and smash that other one
with the shield.
I'm telling you, dual shields.
Man. All right. 16 to hit?
That'll miss.
I'm telling you, yeah. Dual shields and lie about
turn.
Your dice.
Okay, Naz and Gwenog are up.
Look, you know what? I will go ahead and attempt to whip the one dude that's already been severely injured for a natural 20, giving me a 25 total attack.
All right. That'll be a crit, yeah.
Crit is...
Double. Just roll your die and double everything.
So then just 6. Damage.
Okay.
It's a whip,
Whip
I'll
it
whip
real
it again.
Good.
I'll whip it real good. This is at a -5, correct?
Correct.
That is an 18 to hit.
That'll hit.
For 5 more damage.
And it goes down.
# whip it real good.
Non-lethally. Yep, Roic was non-lethally taken out.
That actually... Well, no, we still can't talk to them.
And, can I make... Did I already make a nature check on these dudes?
It's society, but you have not made it yet.
You're not trained in society. We've been over this.
Yeah. Let me just check here.
So
society.
You have one more attack. Make it a -10.
Sure. I mean, why not?
Fish for that crit.
That's a natural 1. I'm going to go sit down.
All right. Gwenog?
I hit Doreen in the back
Only
of the
one
head.
Of these is left standing.
Was that Crick that is still standing?
It's Crick. Crick is still standing.
All right. I'm going to attack Crick. For a 23 to hit.
Oh, that'll hit.
Critically?
No.
Boo.
think their AC's 13. I mean, really?
18 to hit. Or 18, I'm sorry, 18 damage.
All right.
Second attack. Gwenog will strike with 10.
That will not do.
Gwenog will attack a third time. Gwenog misses.
All right. It is the Boggard's turn. Crick is really upset that you knocked out Roic, but who did knock out Roic?
Naz, Ghoul, Naz. Ruth, Al.
Mm. Yes.
Umlaut over the A, accent on the U, accent over the other U, hyphen between Ruth
he
and Al.
He will move around the other combatants and stride over to Naz.
Does Al get that attack of opportunity?
Nope. Alec is not close enough to that one.
Boo.
He will then try and smack Naz twice with his club. A 17?
No, not anymore.
All right. Second attack will also be a 17, so that'll miss.
Ha ha!
Alec goes, and he will move to flank the creature.
Super smart.
He is super smart.
Nice.
And he will get a hit and deal 11 damage to it, bringing it down. He does not spare this one. So Alec
that one had
slashes into the boggard and kills it. And you all are left in this room with one dead boggard and one unconscious boggard. Does anyone have society?
Yes.
Would you like me to roll recall knowledge?
Yes, please.
What's your bonus?
4.
You are not sure what these creatures are.
Fair.
I feel like I just need to get a sound drop because every time, oh, roll a check, click, you don't know what these creatures are.
Alec looks around the room. He says, what the hell are boggards doing here? They're from the Mwangi Expanse.
Alec, do you
rolled
speak
a natural 20 on...
Yep. Alec, do you speak boggard?
No, can't say that I do. It's strange language, but I took a short trip there during my training. My mentor wanted me to see different, you know, people, learn about the world.
He sounds smart.
He's a good trainer.
Do you think they speak common?
I think it'd be hit or miss. Their tribal chieftains usually do, but they're... I mean, I don't want to say barbarians, but...
Whoa!
Naz walks over to the unconscious body, looks at everybody, and says, do you think this creature will aid us, or should I send it to the gods?
You can't just kill an unconscious guy.
He won't be unconscious when I kill him.
You can... No, Ned, that's not right.
It is the way we honor the gods.
I don't know what gods you honor, but that's wrong.
I'm not going to lie. These things, they broke in here. They probably killed a bunch of the goblins. They attacked us on sight. You really want to just let this thing live?
There you are.
Yeah, but you can't kill it in its sleep.
We will arouse it from its sleep.
Pretty easily, actually.
Let's take a look around first.
Okay, you take a look around the room, and you see in possession of the boggards, you find 19 silver in total, and also the one who is dead, Crick, had a onyx dog trinket on it.
And a family photo.
A family photo of him and his hatchlings in their pond. They look so happy.
And it says on there, it's like a little caption, and it says, two more weeks till retirement.
Did you say onyx dog?
Trinket. Yes, it's a trinket. Are they still called trinkets? They were called trinkets in the playtest.
It's a bauble of some sort.
Are you sure it's not one of the held items?
What do you mean?
A wondrous figurine?
It says onyx dog.
Figurine of wondrous power.
Yo, it's an onyx dog.
I don't know what it is.
Yeah, there's an onyx dog.
That can turn into an actual dog.
Well, that might be what it is.
Yeah.
We will get clarification for this off air.
We'll look that up in the rule book at some point.
Man, this murder of dogs is really getting rounded out here. Speaking of murder, so.
Yeah, Alec seems keen on just killing this thing.
Naz looks at Gwenog. If you don't have the stomach for this, you can wait outside.
I just can't. You're killing a defenseless
Boggard?
It's Boggard. It's Boggard.
With a J?
No.
It's a Y and a J.
No, that's not what it is at all.
B-Y-J.
Okay, well,
we should let it choose.
Can you talk to it?
No.
Do you have the ability to comprehend languages? Because I don't.
I'm going to go wait outside.
I mean, if we... That might be for the best.
Gwenog steps.
It fell in combat. This is natural.
Gwenog leaves. While she is all about the hearty enthusiasm of battle, she can't quite reconcile, you know, the outright murder of a defenseless unconscious being.
Especially something green, you know?
Whoa. Why you got to make it about color?
But it just the defenselessness.
It
just doesn't sit right with Gwenog. Mm-hmm. You got to remember, Gwenog also hasn't seen a lot of the world, the harsh realities of things. Like, mm-hmm. She's still very naive.
Okay.
Well, this raises an interesting question. Given our knowledge of Naz's past,
mm-hmm.
is he willing to do it, or does he step aside and let Alec do it?
No, Naz would do it in this case.
Okay. So... Alec will proffer his greatsword to you if you want to use that.
Naz waves it off and pulls a ritual dagger out of a sheath and kneels next to it, begins to say prayers aloud, naming various gods. And unless the creature like wakes up or something, he will finish it off. Just drive the knife down.
Just kill it. It's not a problem. So in this room, you are left with the way back and a room leading further to the east, a little hallway.
Is Naz going to check the one that he just killed
for items and stuff?
You already included it. Yeah, the dead one had the onyx dog, but between the two of them, they had 19 silver.
Okay.
Sorry. Nope, that's fine. All right, so eyes up, axe out. You head to the next room, just straight east.
I was trying to be respectful to the dead. I didn't want to like be the one who said it on air. I just leaned away from my mic.
You know, we're eyes up, axe out. But Gwenog doesn't seem quite as enthused as she was like when we bounded into this.
Oh, when you almost killed us.
Which one did I sacrifice? Was that Crick or was that the other one?
You sacrificed Crick.
Crick was killed in battle. Alec.
Roic?
And Roic was sacrificed.
Yeah, you need to inscribe his name.
I'm not just writing that you know my inventory, Roic's heart.
But Gwenog has her axe up, but she's not quite as enthusiastic as she was moments ago.
Okay. So you head into this next room. Once fine seating, made from mahogany and velvet, has been broken to pieces and used to fashion a crude shelter. To the north, the door is heavily barricaded with debris. In this room, by the shelters, you see three creatures, a large toad-like creature and two small humanoid monkey creatures.
Ooh.
And as soon as they see you, they jump up excitedly and move to attack. And we'll see you next week.
Oh, man.